This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We've got Rowan comes in and talks about the arts scene in Melbourne, what's going on, all the news that's happening. So, Rowan, tell us what's been happening in the last couple of weeks.
Well, big news this week. On Thursday evening, the Victorian Premier Literary Prize was actually announced here in Melbourne, down at M Pavilion. And the winner was Behrouz Bashani, who is a refugee on Manus Island.
Yeah, I saw that article.
But it's actually a fantastic story about it took him 5 years to get the formation of this book, because all he could do was sort of send, and it had to be translated, of course, into English, but he was sending it like over Messenger and things over social media. You're limited by how much you can actually send. And his translator was actually responsible which was Orid Tofighani, who was there to present, to accept the award on Bashani's behalf. Technically, Bashani was not eligible for the award because he is not an Australian citizen. However, the judges do have a bit of discretion surrounding if they feel there is a work of such merit. Yeah. And, of course, this work is. And it sort of tells a bit about him and, you know, the process of being a refugee in incarceration. So so congratulations. He actually won the two awards. So he won the award for the Victorian Prize for Literature. And then he also won one of the early awards too, which it's beside. I've actually lost that there, so never mind. But he won two awards, but he did win the major award.
Well,
so
congratulations to Bashani. So that sounds great. So we should all try and get that. So obviously that's been published.
The book has been published.
Okay.
So it's actually available around. So and published by Picador Australia.
Okay,
so available at all good leading bookstores.
Well, sounds like quite a compelling story, and especially the way it's been done. So well worth a read, I would have thought.
Certainly is. Yeah. Certainly is.
Great.
So we've had a busy we've had a busy time. I want to give a big sing out or shout out this week.
Well, you can sing it if you like.
Yeah.
You
know, it's been the gift that keeps on giving, and I think we've mentioned it here on Sunday Arts before. But today is the final performance of Calamity Jane, starring the fabulous Virginia Gay.
Yeah.
So people know that it's played a number of seasons here in Melbourne after playing just about everywhere across the country.
Yeah.
Played the Arts Centre back in December, and you couldn't get a ticket, so they did an extended season at the Comedy Theatre on Exhibition Street, which have been playing for about the last month. So this afternoon is the final performance. So, yeah, I think they've had a fabulous time with it. And, again, it was just one of those shows that really took off. You know, they've stripped it back, you know, it's originally a big Broadway musical.
It got quite a lot of, there were a lot of reviews, I suppose, just because of the way the production was taking place.
Well, that's right. It was stripped back. Yeah. You know, I think there was about a cast of eight, which normally you'd probably have dozens on stage.
Yeah.
They played multiple roles, and, you know, it was just great. And there was a lot of audience involvement. And, yeah, the audience really got in on it. So, so congratulations to everybody involved, because it's not often that you do shows from the independent theatre sector that actually do get to play long runs as such.
Exactly. And it must have been quite successful, because it actually moved, didn't it, from, like, it was a couple of shows at the Arts Centre, then it moved to the comedy, you know, the comedy theatre. So it must have had a good result.
And it's also played multiple seasons interstate in Sydney. And across Canberra, and even some parts of regional Australia
Okay.
So regional Australia didn't miss out on this one. So, yeah, it was absolutely terrific. Also happening this week, you know, the cast of Saturday Night Fever. Ewan Doidge and Melanie Hawkins have actually been cast in the lead roles. But I think it's also important to acknowledge some of the minor roles that Marsha Hines is actually joining the cast, you know.
Oh, wow,
the Queen of Pop herself, yep. And Tim O'Matic, who people probably remember.
Doesn't, he doesn't go by that name anymore, does he? Or does he still?
Well, they refer to him as it. So okay. People would have seen him in Madiba.
Yeah, they know who he is.
Last year here in Melbourne.
Yep.
But probably most people would know him who was on So You Think You Can Dance. That's but right. He's actually quite a very consummate performer as well. So
when is that hitting Melbourne?
We don't know yet.
No dates yet?
Yeah, no okay. dates for Melbourne. There's a lot of shows that are actually out there.
Yeah, okay.
And some are only doing announced for Sydney so far.
And so is that one of them? That's sad enough he was just announced for Sydney so
far? Opens late March.
Okay.
It's
not far to go if you can't wait, but otherwise...
Well, no,
I'm sure if it's successful in Sydney, it'll come over here.
Yeah, look, I believe it's a new production of it. Yeah. People may recall that Saturday Night Fever did play here at Arts Centre Melbourne as a summer musical many, many years ago.
Okay.
So one can hope that we're going to see this production at some stage.
That'd be great.
In the near future.
And then there was something more news around, wasn't there?
Look, I'm quite excited because this year we're going to see two versions of West Side Story hit. Admittedly, one's only going to be playing in Sydney, which is the Harbour production, which they've announced their cast and the designs over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But we've also got... the in-theatre production, which opens in Melbourne in the next few months as well. So we're going to be spoiled for choice.
There certainly is, isn't there?
But I'm actually quite excited because anyone who's actually been to Opera on the Harbour in Sydney, it's a fantastic night. It goes on in all weather. And I've been there when it's raining and it can be quite fun, especially when the costumes... can get wet and things like that. And you can see the performers just trying their hearts out in the rain. But, everyone's there for the same thing. So.
Yeah, okay. So that's quite a fair bit on. So,
and we haven't even got to Melbourne yet.
I was going to say, that's so is there anything for Melbourne?
Previously we've discussed Muriel's Wedding arrives here very, very shortly in March at Her Majesty's Theatre. School of Rock finishes up next week Australia's own John O'Hara very excited actually finally got to go on this week.
I saw a post from John saying he was back on stage.
So we're very, very pleased. People may recall that he did injure himself during the rehearsal phase. So,
and a big shout out to John, congratulations John. I'm making you back there.
And, of course, further down the track, we've got Come From Away, which is opening at the Comedy Theatre.
Has the date been announced for that yet? Because I know it was coming up. So
it's middle of the year that we've got that coming. And, look, I would love to announce another big musical, which I've seen recently.
But we can't
because, contractual agreements. I'm hoping it's going to be very shortly because... there'll be some hints at some other projects
that are
happening.
Maybe you can break it on Sunday afternoon in a couple of weeks or the next.
Hopefully, so yes.
Fingers crossed.
Might have to bribe a publicist or two on that one.
Exactly. see what we can do. Well, that's the purpose of having you around, right? Tell us all these little secret things that nobody else knows about it.
We're sort of privy to a lot of things, and we can't break embargo because it's the biggest taboo in media.
Yes.
So
otherwise, you'll never get invited back, will you?
No. Not at all. So I'm also very excited that the production company will be announcing their season in a couple of weeks' time. We all know that the David Bowie musical Lazarus will open their season during the middle of the year at Arts Centre Melbourne. Production company's season is very anticipated because they do small seasons at the Arts Centre of musicals that don't usually get performed. So it's quite exciting, and I think people are going to love what they're going to do this year. So
For their program for this year.
Great.
Like I said, the David Bowie one is something I'm really definitely hanging out for. So as soon as they announce Thursdays, I'm out there getting tickets, I reckon.
And I've heard through sources at the production company that the wait list for Lazarus has exceeded all expectations.
Wow.
So it shows that... the influence that David Bowie has on people's lives. I know there's a number of shows going on about the David Bowie theme even in Midsummer,
yeah.
Which are doing quite well. So, yeah, everyone has a David Bowie story.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all that news, Rowan, and we'll keep an ear out for anything else spicy and, you know, that might be coming up that nobody else has heard about. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.